Romina Kolia's family moved from a village in Albania, where the closest school was 2 hours away, to the city of Shkodra, so she could get an education.
Many of my friends can't attend the school because of distance and poverty. Schools are too far away from the village we live.
What her parents didn't know was that by doing so, they kept her from being one of the 62 million girls around the world who are not in school. Susan Markham of the U.S. Agency for International Development says distance and risk of violence are only some of the barriers to a girl's education.
Whether it's child marriage or economic pressures because of school fees, we want to address those.
A threat to girls' education anywhere is a threat to progress everywhere.
The Obama administration has launched a campaign called Let Girls Learn. First Lady Michelle Obama went to Japan and Cambodia in March to promote it, along with Peace Corps Director Kerry Hassler-Adlett.
The First Lady is incredibly passionate about this topic. She looks at her own life and her husband's life, President Obama's life, and they see how important education was in them achieving their life goals. And they want to make sure that every girl has the same chance that they had.
Peace Corps volunteers like these in Tirana, Albania, will help implement the program in many countries. These volunteers work mostly in remote areas. Their initiatives include programs to promote gender equality and empower young women, says volunteer Mary Kwan.
It's about starting a dialogue and increasing expectations of these girls. Let them know that they can achieve this and they can grow in their sense of self and in their capabilities of leadership and experience. And as soon as you plant that seed in them, they're going to nurture it and it's going to grow.
USAID's Susan Markham points out that educating girls benefits the entire society.
Women who stay in school, young girls who stay in school to womanhood, are likely to be healthier, they are more likely to get married later, bear children later, and they are more likely to keep their own kids in school for longer. So it has a great ripple effect across the whole community.
But Peace Corps Director Kerry Hassler-Adlett says this kind of change will take a long time.
The true beneficiaries of this program may, in fact, be the children of the young women and men that we're reaching right now. It's a long-term commitment because it takes a long time to change norms and behaviors.
For Romina Kolia in Albania, one of the first 11 countries where the program is being implemented, it makes the difference between a future of hope or hopelessness. Keira Kostresi, VOA News, Washington.